Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Natalia Rogowska, Iowa State, and today I'm going to be talking about a nutrient depth certification and leaching under field and on the field and the laboratory conditions. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, who are Chum Kibanik, Huang Shang, and David Laird. I thought for this kind of audience, I don't need to go deep into introduction and to explain what biochar is and how it can affect soil quality and crop production. Therefore, I'll go right into the point. So the objective of this study was to learn how biochar could affect nutrient certification. In our case, it's mainly P and K. And leaching of those nutrients plus nitrates under a field and laboratory conditions. I'll start with explaining a field study. The field experiment was conducted in central Iowa, called Boyd Farm, and it was established in the fall of 2010. Prior to biochar application, the field was kept as continuous corn, no-till, and we collected samples right before biochar application in the fall of 2010. So initial composite sample consisted of two depths, 0 to 15 and 15 to 30, mainly because it was a no-till field. Biochar was applied in a rate from 0 to 96 tons per hectare, in a 19 tons per hectare increment. And it was uniformly incorporated to the depth of 30 centimeters. So starting the next spring, the field was kept as no-till continuous corn with annual NPK fertilization and recommended rates. In the fall of 2014, we sampled field second time, and this time we took the samples to the depths of 5 to 15, 15 to 30, 5 to 15, and 15 to 30 centimeters depth. So everything was within that 30 centimeter biochar layer. We installed isometers last year and started to take measurements this year. Two isometers per plot were installed. One was to the depth of 15 centimeters, so it was in the middle of that 30 centimeter biochar layer. And another was installed at the depth of 45 centimeters, so right after under biochar level. The biochar we used was obtained from ICM, and this is hardwood low temperature gasification biochar produced at about 500 to 575 degrees C. And in this table, you can see some of the main characteristics of biochar obtained from approximate and ultimate analysis. So for laboratory experiment, we collected bulk soils from six biochar plots corresponding to six different biochar rates. We collected the soils to approximately 15 centimeters depth. We brought it to the lab, sieved, packed the columns, and did several measurements. I'm not going to go into details for all of those measurements, but just will highlight some of the measurements that we did. So first of all, we did six leaching events. Three of those leachings were performed before NPK fertilization, and three leaching events were performed after fertilization. Columns for the rest of the incubation was kept under 70 to 80% water field pore space and was terminated on week 31. And at the termination of experiment, columns were divided into three depths, 0 to 6 centimeters, 6 to 12, and 12 to about 24 centimeters depth. So what did we find? We'll start with phosphorus in the field conditions. So this graph shows Malix-3 phosphorus found in a soil that was collected initially before biochar application and 4 years after biochar application in 2014. So what we see that initially, because again no till, we see certification of phosphorus with depth. As we would expect, more phosphorus was present in the upper soil horizon compared to the lower 15 to 30 centimeters depth. 4 years after biochar application, in control plots, we see that same certification reappeared. So we see a significant difference in malic peak concentration with depth. We don't see these differences for the rest of the plots that did receive biochar, with notable exception of the 38 tons per hectare. At this point, we don't know quite why this certification didn't happen for the rest of the plots. It seems like for some reason biochar prevented that peace certification. When we look at the lysimeter data, we see that with the exception of a few outliers, there was really no much effect of depth of lysimeter location, whether it's 15 or 45 centimeters depth, nor biochar rates on pea leaching. And in general, they were very low. Laboratory experiment supported a field experiment where we didn't really see much difference across depth. And the only rate that significantly increased biochar rate, pea concentration, was the highest biochar rate. So now moving to potassium distribution. Again, before biochar application, there was no much pea certification, but with no-till, we see that this certification occurred for pretty much all biochar rate. So it's in contrary to what we saw for phosphorus. Again, a potassium certification is commonly seen in no-till fields, mainly due to potassium recycling, as corn plants or corn roots pick up potassium from the deeper horizon. And then as corn residues being left on the surface, potassium being leached from those residues and accumulated on the surface of the soil. The same pattern we observed in the laboratory experiment, even though it probably a little bit different mechanism goes into this distribution with depth, but we did observe the same pattern for potassium, and I would remind you that for phosphorus we didn't see any certification. When we look at lysimeter data for potassium, again the main effect that had significant effect was the depth. Biochar didn't have any effect on concentration of potassium leached. And as we would expect, the higher concentration of potassium in ground water was or in the soil was observed at 15 centimeters, where we saw the highest concentration of potassium. When we look at the lysimeter data for nitrate, again we see a little bit different pattern. Now we see the effect of biochar and depth of lysimeter being significant. But this effect changes with the season. So our first lysimeter, our first collection was done at about June 17th. So we see that this particular sampling data, especially for July 8th and July 19th, first of all, we see that biochar application significantly increased nitrate concentration in 45 centimeters depth. So why is this happening? Well, one of the possibilities is that this biochar present in upper layer, we see a significant enhancement of soil organic matter mineralization with biochar present there, and with rainfall, all that mineralized nitrogen is being leached down to 45 centimeters depth, and we don't see anything at 15 centimeter depth. Also, that by the end of the season, there was no effect observed neither for biochar rate nor for depth of lysimeter. In a laboratory experiment, a hypothesis about enhanced mineralization of organic matter was confirmed. As you can see in this first graph, averaged of three leaching events, we see that nitrate concentration increased with increase in biochar rate. So this is what we observed before a fertilization. When we do apply fertilizer, of course, we see that generally there is increase in nitrate concentration. There is not much difference with biochar rate. But in 12 days after fertilization, we see that those soils that contain higher levels of biochar tended to have lower nitrate concentration. And 18 days after fertilization, there was no significant difference, but we still see that trend, that downward trend. In 2014, in the spring of 2014, we took samples for potentially mineralizable nitrogen. They were incubated for 28 days. And what we found is that there are some trends, but it wasn't significant because of high variability, as you can see. But seems like that in columns that were, or not columns, it's a field sampling, in plots that received relatively lower rates of biochar, we see that nitrogen tend to immobilize. And when we see relatively higher rates of biochar, biochar stimulates immobilization, mineralization of nitrogen. Again, this relationship wasn't significant, but we can see some trend. So it seems like it's not just type of biochar that can can influence nitrogen in the soil, but it also the rate of biochar that is applied to the soil. With that, some summary. First of all, biochar application prevented feed stratification in no-till field and laboratory experiments. Potassium concentration were generally greater in surface layer, independent of biochar application, and we confirmed that in the field and laboratory setting. And biochar seemed to increase nitrate concentration in the groundwater during first half of growing season, but there was no not much effect on later in the season. With that, thank you. And if we have a few minutes, I'll be glad to take any questions.
We do have time for a couple questions.
Nitrogen in, completely different soils in Connecticut, but we have trouble measuring nitrogen because it's so variable. We collect it in the morning, we collect it in the afternoon, it's a different answer.
You mean nitrogen in the soil or in the water?
In the soil. Okay. But the, yours is in the leachate?
Yes. Definitely, it's going to change depending on the season. Some of the variables, of course, is temperature, rainfall, residue, amount of residues present in the soil, so all kinds of variables. And of course, depending on the amount of rainfall that occurred at that particular day, too.
All right, last question.
What kind of lysimeter was it that you used?
Suction
lysimeter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much.